welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. You check out all the interviews. You can check out all the pictures and photos. Everything is there. Make sure you check out our Twitter page. It's at Sean Green Show. Facebook, Sean Green Show Media. And the YouTube page is the Sean Green Show. Right now, I want to bring in Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. It's been a while since we talked to him. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
Long time no here. Well, first of all, let's start off with what's coming out this weekend. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Normally, it's a lot of good movies that come out in, during Thanksgiving weekend. So what do we have?
It is. There's a lot going on right now. You have The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1, which is still in theaters. It's still going to be a big movie this weekend. Probably still going to be the number one movie of the weekend, even though it came out last week. New for Thanksgiving, we have A Horrible Bosses 2. This is a sequel to the raunchy comedy Horrible Bosses, starring Jason Bateman and Charlie Day and Jason Sudeikis. This one adds Chris Pine to the mix and Christoph Waltz. Jamie Foxx is in it, Jennifer Aniston. It's a lot more of the same. If you remember Horrible Bosses, these three guys kind of get together to knock off their horrible bosses. And this one, is they change up the dynamic, and it's a little bit different, but it's pretty funny. Jennifer Aniston, to me, she steals these movies. You kind of get to see her in a way that maybe you haven't seen her before. And also, she just put out a trailer for, speaking of Jennifer Aniston, for a movie called Cake, which looks completely different. Nothing like we've seen from her before. So it's exciting to see her. She's becoming a bit of a different actress, doing some different things.
Yeah, and Jason Bateman, he's been like on a come up for the past couple of years. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, man, he's just in everything. You know, he's a great everyman sort of character, and he's really great in these comedies as sort of the bumbling everyman who gets himself into a crazy situation, and you relate to him. He's you. He's your neighbor. And he's just really good at that role, and so they plug him into that role in a bunch of different movies. And he's a guy where you would think, yeah, you know, maybe it's time to do something different, but you keep seeing him in these movies, and he's still enjoyable, so it's like, hey, keep doing what you're good at.
All right, great, great. Do we have anything out there for the kids this weekend?
We do. Penguins of Madagascar.
Yes.
This is a spinoff from the Madagascar film series starring the penguins, and they go off on this epic global spy adventure. Really fun for the kids. A lot of good themes in it. And cool. You know, the penguins, for me, part of the, one of the best parts of that Madagascar film series. So I think it's funny. If you have kids who are into spy movies and sort of that kind of thing, you can't show them James Bond, show them something like this.
Yeah, yeah. And what else we got coming out this weekend?
Also, in somewhat limited release, is a film called The Imitation Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch as a real-life guy named Alan Turing, who was this whiz kid codebreaker back in World War II. He helped crack this code that the Nazis had put out, helped bring an end to World War II. This is a movie that a lot of people are buzzing about. It's sort of a front-runner for Best Picture as well. Benedict Cumberbatch is probably going to be nominated for Best Actor. So if you're looking for like an awards caliber film, a film that you know people are going to be talking about come Oscar time, see The Imitation Game. I saw it a couple months ago. I really enjoyed it. I think you'll really like it.
Great, great. And one more thing on the movie role. You know, they're filming Dawn of Justice here in Chicago. And yet again, I'm hearing that they're going to add in another superhero, supervillain to Dawn of Justice. Do you think they're adding in a little bit too much when it comes to these comic book movies, especially with Dawn of Justice and with everybody anticipating, you know, Batman and Superman, then they're going to add in like Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and possibly Cyborg and all these other characters. Do you feel that they're adding in a little bit too much too soon?
Yeah, I mean, on paper, it sounds like it's a lot. It sounds like it's a lot for one movie, but it's hard because I don't know. I haven't read the script. I haven't seen anything from the film. You hear that there's going to be all these characters in it, but you don't know how they're using them. You have no idea how they're going to show up. So, yeah, on paper, it does sound like a lot. It sounds like a lot for one movie. And this is sort of what some comic book movies like Spider-Man 3, they got accused of using too many villains, putting too many characters in it, because when there's a lot of characters in a film, it's hard to invest in the characters that they want you to invest in. But, you know, they want to kind of get the ball rolling. They want to put out their big screen universe of comic book characters. Marvel's been doing it for a while now, and it's DC's turn. So as much as you think, yeah, it's a lot of characters, I'm still excited about it. These are characters that I've wanted to see for a while. Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Batman and Superman in the same movie, a Justice League film, which is this film is going to build to. So, yeah, it sounds like a lot, but bring it on is what I say. I want to see them.
All right, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'm hoping for the best, too. And there you have it, Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. You can also follow Eric Davis on Twitter. It's at Eric Davis if you want to check him out on Twitter. Make sure you check out Movies.com. A lot of cool stuff there. Eric, thanks so much for joining us each week, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.